Hey, Mother Knows Best listeners, you can find us every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new zero sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered. With great tasting flavors like fruit punch and lemon lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today. This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new zero sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered. With great tasting flavors like fruit punch and lemon lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to 'Cause I Said So, your favorite mother-daughter podcast. Good morning, Mom.
Good morning, Alex.
Today's a special episode.
Very special.
Because we are... Have you ever entered into a situation where you hold somebody back? And maybe the listeners are saying to themselves, yes.
Why are you asking me that?
No, I'm asking the people.
Oh, okay.
The people of the podcast listeners.
Have you ever been in a situation where you held someone back?
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you want to answer?
No.
Okay. I am currently in that situation where the people of Barstool think maybe I hold Kim back.
I don't know.
They do think that.
No, they don't.
They think you could be a powerful mother character here.
Mm-hmm. Watch out for that chocolate.
Thank you. See, look how powerful that was.
Yeah, like lick it and eat it.
No, heck no. I'm training. I'm in boxing training.
Okay.
So with that being said, we're thinking of doing a show where Kim, Mom, interviews people in here. Mm-hmm. And it's like a video show. Today we're running, it's a video, you could also listen to it. And we've already taped today's, and it's with Big Cat, because who better to start with than Big Cat?
The best.
Nobody. You guys are going to do your cookie tasting, and you're going to interview him.
Yes.
We were going to do 10 minutes, but it turns out it's like 18 minutes. I think it's great. He loves good. You.
I love him. He's great.
You seem nervous right now.
No.
Okay.
I'm just kind of sweating.
Oh, you're hot. Okay, that's fair. All right, so I'm kind of brain dead.
Why?
I don't know.
Did that just wear you out?
No. Well, no, I was excited watching it, but I don't know what I'm saying. I think that's it.
Yeah, that's
it. The point. Okay, so it's the pilot show. Kim will be interviewing people. It will mainly be a video show where you'll watch on YouTube. However, you can still listen. Like today's episode, Big Cat was great. You can totally listen to it. It's going to be really fun. You're going to make them cookies. Sometimes you'll make them cocktails. Sometimes you'll probably have them wrap presents. Whatever you want to do.
Okay.
I'm excited for you, Mom.
Thanks.
You're welcome. All right, so quick pause.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Mom.
And you can also make different drinks with them.
You're the cocktail girl.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us about the boomer move.
The boomer move is I was baking a lot of cookies last night, and I was really tired because it was late at night. And so this morning I got up and I had to bake more, so I had to refrigerate them overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't find my second cookie sheet anywhere. I looked everywhere. And I was already preheating the oven, and I was like, it has been smelling like cookies in here. So I look in the oven, and there's the cookies from last night, and they are really black. And it was a big, it was like 12 cookies on a cookie sheet because I got tired, and I thought I put them all on here, so I just wasted those cookies.
Did you leave the oven on overnight?
No, I turned it off.
Oh, that's like half of a boomer move then.
And then I reheated again.
That's impressive to remember to turn the oven off and not take the cookies out. That's actually probably the
worst part.
Yeah. Because I think a lot of people like my age would also leave something in the oven, but I wouldn't turn it off.
Yeah.
So to do both is like...
I would have smelled that they were burning last night if I'd left the oven on. But I turned it off, so it was all good.
What about the... Is there another boomer move?
There's another boomer move. So this is sort of a good side of being a boomer.
Oh,
because
do tell.
No one on the street was a boomer except for me.
You were the only boomer on the streets last
night? I was
the
only boomer on the street, and this was Sunday. on the street in this area.
So on a specific Sunday in this area, on the street.
Only boomer.
You were the only boomer for sure.
You would be surprised how young New York City is right now. I'm not kidding.
But you scanned to see if there was other boomers.
Well, I was the only boomer that stopped, and I'm pretty sure every boomer would have stopped.
Boomers would stop.
They would stop. So this little dog was seizuring on the side of the road. Like, and it was so cute, but I mean, it was literally seizuring, and this cute girl standing there crying and all shaking, and her boyfriend, husband is just like, doesn't know what to do, and is standing there just like, I don't know what to do, I don't know what to do, I don't know. And there's this guy who's not a boomer standing there going, just let him seizure out. My mom has seizures. Just let him seizure out. So they're just standing there. No one's doing anything. And this dog's just sitting here seizuring, and it's not getting any better.
Oh, what'd you do?
I said, what are you all doing? And he said, we're trying to get to the vet. And I asked the girl, where's the vet? She goes, I don't know. It's just 555. And someone goes, there's a vet across the street. And they're all just still standing there. So I run over to the vet, and I'm like, dog, I walk in the vet, and there's a girl, and they're going, there's a dog outside that's been seizuring for a little bit, and maybe, I don't know, they don't know what to do. I go, oh my God, you guys have to get a tech out there now. And the girl was like, okay, she ran back there and got the tech, ran across the street, picked the dog up, and turned around and hauled ass back in there, because a dog having a seizure isn't like a human having a seizure.
I would not know.
No, you just don't. Well, you don't listen to some dumbass say, well, my mom has seizures. Let him seizure out. Let's just watch him die right there on the side of the road.
Would the dog die?
Well, it needed oxygen right away. So I left and I went and ran my errand. I stopped back by and that cute little couple who, it's not even their dog.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
Whose dog was it?
They're sitting for a friend.
No.
And I said, how's the dog? And they said, it's back there on oxygen. So I haven't gone back to see how it did. I just, because they had to wait for all that stuff.
So in this scenario, you would say boomer to the rescue.
Boomer to the rescue because, yeah, move fast. Don't stand there and go, don't offer advice.
For dogs seizing when you don't know.
Or even humans. Just don't offer advice because it's a whole different situation.
That's good
just
advice.
Get help.
Get into action.
Yeah.
Don't offer advice.
Don't stand there.
Especially if the dog died, then the guy that was like, you should let it seize. I mean, that would suck.
It would really suck. And he'd be gone.
The dog would be gone. Oh, no, the guy would go.
The guy would be gone. He would have walked home and never given it a second thought.
You're right.
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you this. Are you prepared for Big Cat's interview?
I am.
Do you have all the questions you're going to ask him?
I do, but I'm still nervous.
It's cute to be nervous, but it's going to be really good. He loves tasting your cookies. Mm-hmm. His whole thing is he keeps rating Kim's cookies low. Mm-hmm. You have yet to really make one that he likes, so I wanted to wish you luck with that today.
Well, he did give me a 6 on one.
That's true. A 6 out of 10.
Yeah, so
that's
that was good.
D, technically, but... That's better than the Fs that you were receiving prior
to
that.
All the time.
All right, Mom.
So here we go.
Here we go. Welcome to the show, Big Cat.
Big Cat, thank you for coming on the show today.
Yes. I don't know what show I'm on. I'm on a pilot show inside of another show?
Yes. That's
okay.
It. Yeah.
All right. So Showception, I'm excited to be on.
Yes. Okay. But we're going to do the cookie thing first.
Okay.
So I made 2 different cookies. I made one with brown butter and one without brown butter.
Wait, so is the show within the show, is it a podcast or a video show?
Video.
Video. Okay. All right. So the first thing we want to do is eat so that people listen to me talk with food in my mouth.
Yes.
Okay. Got it.
So
I just want to make sure I'm clear. That's always fun for people listening.
I just
want you to get like chocolate in your throat.
I kind of wanted you. Ugh. That's why you brought water. I kind of wanted you just to taste the two, but really only rate one, because if you rate one low and you rate the other one kind of low, I'm going to add them together.
Okay. All right. So, does it matter?
Mm-mm.
What's this one?
That's just regular, no brown butter.
Let's let the people hear the crunch. Okay. That's regular, no brown butter?
No brown butter.
I didn't know they made different colors of butter.
You have to cook it to make it brown.
Ah, got it. You're the one who makes it brown, so they don't make different colors of butter.
No, they don't.
It's just yellow? Oh, no, there's white.
Well, yeah, but that's like cream butter, like real, real butter. Oh, that's a damn good cookie, isn't it?
Mmm. It's melting.
He's eating the brown butter cookie.
What's that bag of cookies right there?
That bag of cookies is a follower sent me a recipe and said this is the best recipe ever.
Can I try those?
You can. But,
all right, I'll rate all 3.
Those were in the bag for a reason.
Okay. You're saying that was a hint that I shouldn't try them. Okay.
They are different. They're made with the vanilla box cake.
Okay, so these are a 10 out of 10.
Okay.
Whoever made these, incredible cookies. Yours, I would say, though, this one is like a 2.5. This one is like I'll actually go all the way up to 3.5.
On the brown 3. Butter, 5. You're going to go for 3.5.
But these are 10. These are 10 out of 10.
On the vanilla ones, on the vanilla box cake one, you're going to give it a 10.
I don't even like vanilla. I hate vanilla, but I love these cookies.
We're going to remember that you hate vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I noticed online you've been working out.
Wait, is this the interview starting?
Yeah, this is part of it. You're eating these cookies, and I'm like...
What a great segue.
Okay.
That was actually good. You like surprised me with a question. I didn't even know what we were doing. All right, so wait, repeat that question. You noticed online that I've been working out?
Yes, but I didn't. Okay, I was segueing from you eating cookies and working out.
No, I mean, I'm not really.
You're just not?
Trying to play basketball a little bit because the way I describe it is football season, every football season, mm-hmm. I gain 20 pounds, and then in the off season, I lose 10. So I'm net 10 pounds plus every single year for like the last 6 years. Yeah, so I'm just in the down 10 phase right now. I'll still gain 20 in the fall.
Are you going to go down an X 10 this year?
No, I'm just stuck. I'm just going to keep working at this job until I'm like 400 pounds and die. No, that's the plan. So it'll probably be like, I don't know, I probably got another like 12, 15 years.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
You're going to retire in 12 or 15 years?
No, I'm going to die. Yeah, die, retirement, kind of same thing. Yeah.
Okay, well, okay, so are you healthy? Do you eat healthy?
No.
No?
I mean, not like, I'm not eating garbage all the time.
So like, walk us through your morning routine. What is it like?
I usually pretend that I'm not eating breakfast. I just eat off my kids' plates. So I'll eat like... I don't know, like a half a bagel or like a bowl of cereal. And then I'll usually have a salad or something at lunch. And then, yeah, I don't know. I guess I eat unhealthy on the weekends. I try to eat healthy during the week and then I just let it go on the weekends.
And you love donuts. That's what you eat on the weekends.
Yes, yes, yes.
So if there was one food, if you had to get rid of one of these.
Why'd you do a two? Why'd you go like this if there's one food?
Okay. If you had to get rid of coffee or donuts.
Wait, did she do that? Are you?
So she was making fun of you.
Okay, all right.
If you had to get rid of coffee or donuts for the rest of your life.
I would get rid of donuts.
You would get rid of donuts.
Easily. That's an easy question. You need coffee to survive. I don't know what your daughter who's.
I don't know either.
She's not in here right now.
Yeah.
Kind of a bitch. And... So she doesn't drink coffee.
I don't know.
I need coffee to survive.
I need coffee to survive too. I do not know what's up with that.
I also like people obviously I make a joke about the coffee like dependency, but I actually enjoy the taste.
No, I do too.
Like,
yeah, it's a good flavor. Like even in the afternoon I don't feel like I need a zest. I just want to taste the coffee.
Right. Yeah. Right, right. So I'm not one of those people who's like, "Oh, I hate coffee, but I need it to like I actually enjoy the whole process of getting the coffee or making the coffee, drinking the coffee, everything."
Well, you want to hear something funny?
Yes.
Alex
is it going to be funny?
Maybe not. Alex is drinking caffeinated tea.
Oh, what a loser. Yeah.
But she doesn't get that you might as well drink caffeinated coffee.
Yeah. I wouldn't say that's funny. That's more like an interesting note about your daughter being a bitch.
Okay. So you eat your kids' food in the morning.
Yeah.
And you take food from them.
Yeah, but like that doesn't count, right? You know, like if I'm like, oh, my daughter's eating a waffle, like I'll just eat a little couple bites. Like that doesn't count. Like,
but
I didn't
are you secretly putting
anything.
Her on a diet because you're eating part of her food?
No. No, I will let them eat. And okay. Then when there's always, you
you're
know,
just
kids.
Leftovers.
Kids will like, you just give them food and they'll be like, either they'll eat all of it or they'll have like one bite and be like, I'm done.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you watch TV with your kids?
Yeah, at night, late, like right before bed.
And what's your favorite TV show to watch with them?
Kids my son watches Paw Patrol. I hate it. It makes me want to put a bullet in my head.
Do you like any of them?
I'm trying to think. Mickey's Clubhouse is actually kind of good. I don't remember watching Mickey as a kid, but Mickey's Clubhouse is pretty good.
Like Mickey Mouse?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, they like actually teach him.
Yeah, they teach him stuff. Like that's they probably shouldn't be watching TV, but I also really don't care because I just don't care. I think that like your kids if. I don't know. Now we're getting to like parenting thing. Like,
okay,
I don't
so
know.
We're
did
not
you watch?
Do that.
No, that's fine. But did you watch like? Well, I guess you're.
Yeah, I'm a lot older. Like, I like to watch Arthur.
Did your kids watch TV?
Yeah.
Like all the time when they were kids?
Not all the time, a little bit.
Yeah, I just don't. Yeah. I don't know if there's a direct one-to-one correlation of like how much TV your kid watches to like how much they're going to watch as an adult. Like, I didn't watch a ton of TV as a kid, and now all I do is watch TV.
In your spare time.
Yeah, I mean, I watch sports all the time. So,
oh, yeah.
So I'm saying like I as much as I wish they weren't watching TV, I also don't think it matters that much because it's not a ton. It's like
That's
an
good.
Hour a night before he goes to bed, yeah. And then we read a couple books.
Oh, I wasn't saying that your kids watch too much TV.
No, but I know it's a parenting thing that people online try to guilt trip you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People always are like, oh, screen time, screen time, screen time. It's like, fuck off. They just watch what do they want to watch.
Yeah. So do you think people should do things they don't want to do?
What do you mean?
Like.
The perfect segue, there's the clip.
People should do things they don't want to do. That's like a very deep question. I think everyone has to do things they don't want to do. Are you listening to... whose show is this? Is it yours or is it Alex's?
It's mine. Mm-hmm. She's injecting something.
Yeah, I know. She got you off track.
No, well...
What was the segue?
Well, I think I missed it.
Okay. That's okay. We can rewind.
What were you saying, Alex?
Perfect segue there is to ask him about what clip of his kids.
Oh, yeah. I missed that one.
Clip of my kids?
Yeah. What clip of you are you worried about your kids seeing when they get older?
Everything. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can actually like tell me if I'm crazy. Like I actually think that my kids, they'll watch a lot of stuff and they'll be like, you know what, Dad was like, he's kind of cringeworthy at times, but he's kind of funny and he's also like, he's honest. So
yeah,
I think that would be.
You probably don't do anything that you're like, that was. I really don't want anybody to see that.
Well, I mean,
because like, you put it out
binge
there.
Drinking, talking about doing drugs, like gambling. Oh. Like I mean, there's definitely some stuff that yeah.
You talk about doing drugs?
Well, I mean, I have, yeah. But I also think there's an honesty to it. It's like, yeah, I don't want my... Like, I'm not going to pretend that I didn't do drugs.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, I want my kids to know that, like, it's okay to do things as long as you stay safe in ways. You know what I mean?
But
I'm very much
not
a learn your own mistakes and do your own thing kind of guy.
Yeah,
I'm not going to sit there and be like, don't smoke weed when they can, like, pull up a clip of me hitting a bong. Like, I'm not going to... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not going to be that guy.
That's good.
Yeah. I think it'll make them good, well-rounded kids.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
What was the most trouble that Alex got into as a kid, like with drugs or alcohol?
None? No. Like she did. Yeah. Her senior year after volleyball, because she was always in sports, so she was always busy doing stuff.
How did it go when I went abroad?
Well, that was in college.
College?
She twisted off.
What'd she do? She twisted off?
Well, she was just drinking a lot because she didn't drink till her second semester.
Did you have one of those, like, I'm worried about you conversations?
There was one where she went to semester abroad in Barcelona that my husband was about to put me on a plane to go get her ass.
Really?
And she was only there a couple of months, yeah.
See, I think I'll just let my kids just do whatever. Not do whatever, but like...
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to happen, because by the time your kids get to be that age, they'll probably have like a monitor stuck on them somewhere.
Oh, wow. We're talking like big government stuff?
Yeah, and they're going to text you and go, your kid's up shit creek, go get them.
Yeah. I guess the long way to answer it is like I've made mistakes and I've said things and done things that they can easily see online.
Yeah.
So I think that also kind of makes... any conversation I have with them going forward easier, because it's like there's an honesty to it where like I'm not going to pretend that I wasn't an asshole
or
wasn't an idiot, because it's right there.
Well, so here's one clip that I might be interested about. So there's this really stupid girls podcast here that kept talking about something called 666.
666.
Yeah. And then
the devil?
No. And then on the Yak, you said you were a 674.
What's a 674?
Inches.
Height.
Height?
Inches and figures. How much money you make? Figures.
Wait, what? I said this? There's a clip of it?
See, look, you don't even remember some of your clips.
No, I don't know. I mean, it's been doing it for a long time.
Yeah.
What is it? Height? So 6 feet?
6 feet.
Inches?
6 inches.
Four. Yeah, four's right. That's why I was getting confused, because you said you said 674. I was like, I'm not 7 inches and I'm not four figures. I am 4 inches and 7 figures. Yes, that makes sense.
Go.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's correct. All correct.
So it would be 647?
6 feet.
Tall.
4 inches, 7 figures.
Okay, got it.
That's all fact.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. Yep.
And that's okay.
Yep. Right there.
Now you're going to feel pretty good.
What's up? The 7 figures, I feel like, is the most important thing, right?
No.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Come on. Yes.
I think the 6 is.
The height?
Yeah.
You're just being nice. We're just going to ignore the middle number.
Completely ignore the middle one. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So you keep talking about having someone on your show.
Who?
picking on him. Like, okay, so
what?
Would you want someone to do something they didn't want to do? That's what I wanted to ask.
And
you answered that already.
I don't understand
everybody
the
has
question.
To do
What's
something.
The question? Would I?
Would you want someone to do something they didn't want to do?
What do you mean?
Anything.
What do you mean?
Would you? Okay, so you keep wanting to have.
What
cake.
Is she saying to me?
It's a loaded question.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Oh. Okay.
I can never answer.
One that comes.
All right. I know if someone's not comfortable with something, I don't want them to do it.
Okay.
If that's the answer, but I also think that there's always humor in the awkward situations of people being like, "Oh, this is kind of fucked up."
So my question is, you want KD to come on your show?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But so what's up his ass? Like, why do you think he won't come on?
I haven't called him this word.
Oh.
In a long time.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm going to. But actually, you know what I'm going to say? He's being a baby back bitch. He's being a baby back bitch about it. Yeah. I don't know why he won't come on.
I don't either.
I think it's just a power thing. I don't understand. The way I always see it is like, we're not bad guys.
No.
If he came on, I think it would be a win for him.
Yeah.
Because I actually genuinely do like watching him play basketball, and I think he's obviously an all-time player. I just don't understand it. So I'm kind of just giving up, because it's just at some point I just can't keep pushing for it, because he clearly for some reason doesn't want to do it, and it's like, fine, forget it.
I think
it.
He's scared of you or he's nervous.
But that makes no sense, because we don't have, like, I can't name one person who's come on our show who's had a truly bad time. Well, maybe a couple people, whatever, a couple people, but like, That was more because they were just like assholes. Like, uh-huh. Dan Marino is just like, he's just
really,
yeah, he's just whatever. He's just a sourpuss, right? Okay. Like, KD, I think, would come on and he'd have a great time. I really do.
I think he would too, but maybe he's insecure.
That could be it.
Yeah,
that could be it. Do you know him personally?
No, I don't.
You never met him?
No, I haven't.
That's a lie.
I have not met him.
That's a lie.
I seriously have never met him. Never met him.
Were you one of those people holding up the cupcake signs when he came back to Oklahoma City?
No, I almost wish I was, but no, I don't believe
Oh, so you did think he was soft?
Yeah.
Oh!
No, I think I definitely think he's soft. I don't like how he handled any of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He burned you guys.
I would be embarrassed if my kids saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think he handled any of that.
He burned you guys. Now you're Chet Holmgren person.
What?
Chet Holmgren?
I don't know who that is.
He's the second pick in the draft.
Oh my God.
Graham's going to be very upset at you for that.
Oh my God, I know who he is.
No, that's
yes,
a lie.
No, you have
that's
to,
a lie.
No, it's not a lie. It's just that I don't know his name.
Yeah, Chet Holmgren.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I watched the draft and I know that we were really happy about who we got. Mm-hmm. I just don't remember his name.
Chet.
Holmgren, thank you. Yep. I will try to remember that. You could probably ask me tomorrow and I might not.
Yep. Okay.
But I'll try harder.
Okay.
Okay, this is the last question. When you get older...
Uh-oh.
And you see a whisker on your wife's face, will you tell her?
Yeah. What? What is that question?
It's going to happen. Will
is
you tell
personal?
Her?
You, no. Do you have a mustache?
I just think, no, it's not personal. It happens to a lot of people, but usually guys never say anything. Like, you're sitting in the car and you're like,
your husband
holy
didn't say
shit, I have a big whisker on my
your
face.
Your husband didn't say
and you
anything.
Didn't tell me.
He didn't say anything?
Yeah, so you got to tell your
wife. He didn't say anything?
He just, like, I didn't even notice. Like, I'm like, do you look
well,
at my
face? Well, that's also true. I think guys are a little oblivious at times. Like, I find myself being a little oblivious. Just in general, like, I'll just be like, oh, there's a new store down the street. And she'll be like, that's been here for 2 years. You're like, what? I didn't know that.
But you look at her face every day.
Right.
You would notice if there was a whisker.
Again, I'm telling you, like, I'm defending your husband now.
I know you are.
Because, like, guys just, they don't, the details sometimes aren't the best.
So, like, if you had a booger hanging out of your nose, and it's kind of like, did you want her to tell you?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Right. But I think women are just a little bit more in tune with, like, details.
If I had a booger, you wouldn't tell me.
If I noticed it, I would tell you. But there's also a chance I wouldn't notice it. That's how I'm defending your husband. Like, okay. He doesn't. There's a world where he truly didn't see the whisker. Where was it?
Where was it?
Oh no. Yeah, I mean, I could see that not being seen. Yeah, I'm going to defend him. I think he just didn't. I genuinely think he didn't see it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So this is the pilot show's over.
Pilot show's over. I think I learned a lot.
These cookies were actually pretty good. God damn it.
They're good, aren't they?
We're not rolling this, right?
The brown sugar ones are brown butter are really good.
Really, really good.
Yeah, we've cut everywhere, so you can say that.
Okay, they're really good. What does that say on your wrist?
It says, good energy, fearless, and get the facts. I had that one made
myself. Get the facts?
I never get the facts.
What do you mean?
I just miss the facts. Like, I go, oh, I just assume shit, and then later on I'm like, oh, I should have got the facts.
Ah, okay. You struggle with that?
Yeah.
Huh.
No, I struggle with, like, see, I missed the facts here. Like, I missed your, the lead-in. What's it called? The segue. I need segue classes. Do you have those?
Yeah, I could help you.
You can help me with segues?
Yes.
Very good, yay.
Yeah.
So you gotta tell them
thank you. Oh, thank you You're for
welcome.
Coming on.
Thank you for making me cookies.
You're welcome. I hope that helps with the 10 pounds off.
There's not.
Are you looking for relief, relaxation, or to party on the motherfucking moon? Then check out 3Chi's new True Strains lineup of cannabis vapes and gummies tailored for specific effects. And the best part? It's delivered straight to your door. Visit 3Chi.com. That's 3CHI.com. And for a limited time, get 20% off with the code BARSTOOL20.
So now you can find out why over 100,000 people have been treated by Cortina and their board certified dermatologist. All you do, you visit getcortina.com and use code CAUSE, C-A-U-S-E, to receive your first shipment free. Here's to taking care of your skin.
Well, Alex, what'd you think of that?
Okay, I'm really proud of you. Mm-hmm. My only piece of feedback would be, sometimes when he was talking, you were looking at your laptop thinking of the next question. So if he gave you, all right, so for instance, we had 10 questions prepped.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes he's responding to you about the kids, but you're what his kids were watching, but you were looking at your laptop. So if he said something where you could go off of the scope of work, you missed it because you were reading. Like, you were thinking of your next question. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
And so maybe he was giving you something or you weren't really listening.
I was listening. I was just trying to catch. I wanted to make sure I didn't miss what we were feeding into, and he was talking about his kids because I kind of had it in order.
Mm-hmm.
But I even missed one that I had in order. So
I have to say this though. I thought it was by far your best interview yet.
Oh, that's good. Thank you.
Yeah, you did really good, and you're good in here with these guys. I think because you have a son, but yeah, I thought it was really good, and I think everybody in the room thought it was good. So good job, Mom.
Or I think it's because guys are easy with me.
Yeah, God, you're disarming to the male species.
Well, no, they sort of take care of me. So if, like, I do something stupid, they just help me cover it up.
Yeah, because you're a sweet mom. Also, I'm not a bitch. I'm just kidding. I think, that's my other piece of feedback. Lean into that. That's funny, right?
Yeah.
It's okay to make fun of me.
It really, when a mother makes fun of her daughter, it doesn't feel very good.
The way I got here is making fun of you. So it's
that's okay. Different. You can make fun of me. When I make fun of you on social media, people are like, you're the worst mom. Like, that's so mean. And then you make fun of me and they're like, yeah, my mom does that. Yeah, it just doesn't work that way.
Well, try.
A lot of boomers aren't going, yeah, they do. They're like, yeah, my daughter does the same thing. But then the young people are like, you suck. That's mean.
Well, it's because the young people are more sensitive. So forget about them.
A bunch of wussies.
Yeah, do your thing, Mom. Don't dim your light for them. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining. Let us know if you like the new format. I think everyone's going to love it. And, Mom, I'm really proud of you.
Thank you. I'm proud of you, Alex.
See you next week.
See ya.